Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a nodding congregation may or may not mean assent to what the preacher is saying. Once again, we appreciate this opportunity of Bible study. We're very glad to come your way with Bible meditations. We have our Bible question. The question for this week is, who plotted the death of John the Baptist? Who plotted the death of John the Baptist? Well, the answer is Herodias, the wife of Herod. Herodias, the wife of Herod, Matthew chapter 14, verses 3 through 8. So the answer to our Bible question, Herodias, the wife of Herod, Matthew 14, 3 through 8. Well, the time has come for our last program for Bible meditations. Some years ago, 62 in number, Churches of Christ signed an agreement with WOHI to present this program, a 15-minute program of Bible teaching. That has continued through the years, and we've appreciated the opportunity of working with the radio station. They've done very well in accommodating us and helping us in the presenting of the program, and then also knowing that we're reaching a number of people with the gospel of Christ that we could not reach in any other way. I meet people constantly who tell me they listen to the program, and certainly we appreciate the fact that this has been the case through the years. The time has come that the program will be discontinued, and so we have been looking back over the past number of years, and we have asked ourselves, what has been our objective? What is it we were trying to accomplish? Incidentally, before we go into that, let me point out to you that there's a television program, a great program, on WTRF-TV, Channel 7 in Wheeling. This program is presented at 7:30 Sunday morning, and you're encouraged to listen. While you are not able to pick up Bible meditations, you can pick up this great program. Phil Sanders and Mac Lyon are the speakers on the program. They do an excellent job. Let me encourage you to listen to that program. Now, as far as our objective in regard to the program, we have simply had in mind, first of all, the idea of the advancing of the Word of God. God's Word, the Bible, a book to be loved, honored, and respected. A book that we have no right to go through and chop it up or misuse the things that are written there, or even eliminate some of the things that are there. You remember the warnings in regard to that? In Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19, we're told in verse 18 that if we add to the word of the book of this prophecy, the plagues that are written therein would be added unto us. If we take away from the word of the book of this prophecy, our name shall be taken away from the tree of life and from the holy city. Friends, we can't afford to misuse the Bible. The Bible is the standard of right and wrong. And so, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. 1 Peter 4 and verse 11. The fact is that the Bible is not a collection of the thoughts of a group of men, but rather is a revelation of what God had in his mind. So those men spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. That makes the Bible a reliable book. If I want to know what I need to do to go to heaven, I can go to the Bible. And there's no question about the answer that I get when I study from the Bible. I can't go to the Bible and get the doctrines of men. I get the doctrine of Christ. And I'm warned in 2 John 9:11 that I must not transgress, but if I abide in the doctrine of Christ, I have both the Father and the Son. When a person goes beyond the Bible, he said too much. He's out of order. But when he stays just simply with that which is in the Bible, then that's where he ought to be. We've tried to advance that through the years. Many times we've encouraged you on Bible meditations. Take the Bible, take your Bible, pick it up, read it, and compare what we say or any other person says to what is recorded in the Bible. If it's there, believe it and obey it. If it is not there, turn away from it. We believe very clearly that the Bible is God's Word, and that God knows indeed what we need and gives to us the direction we must have in regard to our lives. Use your Bible. It's not a great thing to be able to say, I have a Bible, I've had it for 10 years, and it doesn't even show any signs of wear. Well, that's not a compliment. That's not a good thing. What you need to be able to say, I've had a Bible a few years and or a short period of time, and it's about worn out because I've been studying it. Friends, use your Bible. That's one of the things that we hope to accomplish. We also wanted people to know that churches of Christ exist in this area. There are a number of churches in the area that are churches of Christ, and you're encouraged to be aware of the fact that wherever you are in this area, there is a Church of Christ near you. Frequently, we announce that there are congregations about us, maybe having gospel meetings, or sometimes we just announce their regular services. And that's simply to let you know that it's not just in one location, but the Church of Christ exists throughout the area. And so look up in your community, in your area, a Church of Christ, and learn what you can about what is taught and what is practiced. And I believe you'll be happy that you did that. We want people to know that we exist. Now, we also want them to know that we're here to do what we can to serve other people. Wouldn't it be great if somebody has a Bible question and they would call the church building or, for instance, call the preacher some time, they would call and say, I have a Bible question. I'd like to have a Bible answer. Now, I'm not talking about just simply some opinion that somebody has. I want a Bible answer, an answer that comes from the Word of God. That's what we've tried to accomplish so that we are known in the area as people who believe the Bible and are going to follow those things that are taught in the Word of God. Another motive that we had with Bible meditations was to provide an outlet for people to be able to study the Bible. Maybe some people are unable to be at worship on Sunday. Maybe because of illness, they're confined to their home and not able to get out and hear the Word of God taught. Well, this gives an opportunity they can, right there in their home, listen to the things that are taught. And so that has been one of our accomplishments and one of our desires along the line. With these things in mind, we have tried to the best of our ability to point out that you and I need to be religious. We need to be following what the Bible says. And because we have done the will of God to have the hope of heaven for ourselves. Do you remember this statement, Matthew 7 and verse 21? Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven. You see, doing the will of God is what it's all about. And we've tried to encourage that you do that very thing. As we bring the program to a close, I want you to know how much I've appreciated the courtesy and the kindness that has been shown to me through the years by people who have been regular listeners to Bible meditations. My desire has been to do all I can to encourage people to be Bible believers and Bible followers. And our prayer is to God that things will be well with you and that you'll continue to look into God's Word on a daily basis. Remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.